I'm Steve Miller reporting. Turkish media has reported that Turkey has detained four Iraqis in connection with a security threat to the U.S. Embassy in Ankara. Jeff Custer has more.
The reports came as the U.S. Embassy said it was closed Monday due to a, quote, security threat. Turkish media said the four Iraqis who had been linked to Islamic State were arrested in the Black Sea province of Samsun. In 2013, a suicide bomber detonated his explosives outside the U.S. Embassy in Ankara, killing himself and a Turkish security guard on duty. Turkey suffered a number of attacks linked to Islamic State in 2015 and 2016. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Italy faces a prolonged period of instability after voters delivered a hung parliament in Sunday's election, spurning the traditional political parties in favor of anti-establishment and far-right groups in record numbers. Reporter Matthew LaRotonda has more.
Five Stars emerged as the single largest party, which pollsters did see coming, and they're followed by the far-right party called the League. Both have anti-EU views, and the value of the euro dipped as the polls were released. No single party or standing coalition has enough votes to rule unchallenged.
Financial markets also opened lower Monday on the news, and it was volatile. The United Nations and International Red Cross said Monday that convoys carrying humanitarian aid entered Syria's eastern Ghouta region. The 46-truck convoy carried food for 27,500 people as well as medical supplies, while the UN's humanitarian office reported that many life-saving health supplies were not allowed to be loaded. Monday's convoy was the first to be allowed into eastern Ghouta in nearly 3 weeks. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday appeared to suggest that Canada and Mexico could win exemptions to his planned